You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of questions about what's going on now with the noxious ammonium nitrate that has been spewing out of the toxic cloud from the plant, the fertilizer plant that had blown up in Texas yesterday. Very, very scary, frightening type of explosion, and the aftermath can be with us for a while. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how there was poisoned sandwiches in Germany. You know, I know sandwiches are pretty big in Germany. I don't know who invented the sandwich. I want to look into that, you know. I know in Spanish we call it sandwich, so, you know, sandwich, then that to me means a sandwich was not created by the Mexicans, because otherwise there would be a whole other name to it. Yeah, they got the tortas and those other things, but a sandwich, not Mexican, no. I don't even think it's American. It could be sandwich. I think it's German. But anyway, they were having some issues because of some sandwiches that were spiked with rat or mouse poison, kind of like a 9-to-5 type of thing. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a woman got sued because she posted negative review on eBay. All right, can you guys get sued for negative reviews that you post? You know, if you guys don't like the Dr. Dahlia Show and you say, oh, this show blows, you know, can you get sued? All right, so we'll go into that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting email. Robert from Tulsa writes, Doctor, I don't think you've ever commented on when is the true start of life from a biological sense. I find it hard to believe that our administration is so adamant about funding birth control, but then so pro-abortion. Your thoughts? I can't speak for the medical community, you know, on where we think life begins. But for me, it just always made perfect sense that you have a living organism when you have a sperm and an egg meet in the fallopian tube. They, you know, meet, greet each other, you know, high five, fist bump, whatever they do. And then they start to coalesce their genes and their chromosomes, and they start to divide, and you got the whole mitosis and the division of the zygote as it starts to come down the fallopian tube, landing into the uterus. I mean, to me, I just always thought from a biological sense, that's a form of life. You have living organisms. You know, the egg is even alive. The sperm is alive. But in terms of, you know, the potential of a human being, to me, that just made, you know, sense from a scientific standpoint. But, you know, let me set you guys straight about something, okay? When, you know, he talks about why is the government so pro-abortion. I don't know if it's so much that our government is so pro-abortion as they are pro-Planned Parenthood. You guys see the difference with that? Okay? The government wants to continue to fund Planned Parenthood. We may perceive it as them being pro-abortion, right? But the truth of the matter is they want to keep Planned Parenthood happy. Now, there's a big difference between politics and science and ideologies, okay? Keeping Planned Parenthood happy helps the political party. Whether they're pro-abortion or not is a whole different discussion. I mean, Vice President Joe Biden, he's Catholic, right? For crying out loud, he's Catholic. I mean, how quote-unquote pro-abortion is he? I, you know, making sure that Planned Parenthood still gets their congressional funding is the issue that I think a lot of us are confusing with how our government is approaching the whole abortion issue. Just like with birth control, okay? Is it that our government is so pro contraception? And is it that they're so pro preventing babies from being born? No, it's not that. They're so pro trying to get voters. right? You force insurance companies to pay in full the birth control, right? No copay, no deductible, gets applied, etc. They just pleased a whole bunch of voters. So, you know, it's something that I, as a physician, look for. Okay. I don't think we could really read Joe Biden's mind on if he really feels if abortion is right or wrong, et cetera. It doesn't matter. He is going to back whatever President Obama backs and whatever the Democratic Senate backs. And if that includes funding Planned Parenthood, because they are a huge, huge political force and lobby, then whether they, you know, feel life started at conception or not is moot. There, it doesn't even weigh into the conversation. But then again, on the flip side, the GOP and Republicans have to take that same political stand, where when somebody asks you about abortion, you don't go into your own your personal ideology and your own, like some of our representatives had gotten themselves in trouble in the middle of a debate. All right, they started going off where they believe in their religious teachings. And you know, if you're being asked about, you know, how you feel about abortion in a political debate, in a political setting, you answer the political question. How do you feel on legislation? How do you feel on taxpaying dollars going to abortion? Don't start going off on your own personal ideology, because that's where you get trapped. All right. You know, if the Democrats are handling the abortion issue by urging funding for Planned Parenthood, etc., then Republicans should handle the issue as, I don't think our taxpaying dollars should go to abortion. So you don't have to go into where you think it's life, et cetera. You don't have to go there, because that's kind of what the media, unfortunately, and these debate moderators wanted. They wanted to put these legislatures into a vice and get them caught in a corner. You never hear what Joe Biden or President Obama thinks about religiously in depth. They don't really go into the deep crevices of their religious beliefs. Nah, they answer the political question. All right, what do you guys think? Where do you guys feel on the whole political rigmarole of what's going on with birth control, etc.? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, it looks like we kind of started something that I really wasn't, I don't want to spend the whole hour on, but I want to get to your questions and comments. Some of you are asking about when will a doctor terminate the pregnancy and when is it considered late-term abortion? Good question. We also have Connor here, not online, says, Doctor, I consider myself a libertarian, and although I respect a woman's choice, I think we should devise a tax system where taxes can't be raised for organizations that benefit the president, like Planned Parenthood. Keep it fixed, and just for the basic necessities of our country, defense, education, roadways, etc. I gotta tell you, I've always liked the idea of the flat tax. Sounds good to me. All right, we all pay the same percentage, all right, and that's what it is. It's just the percentage. Okay, I don't know if this would be agreeing with you, Connor, or not, but, you know, where it can't just go up and down depending on who we need to please and who we don't need to please and, you know, depend on the government spending. You know, you have that finite amount. I kind of like the idea of the whole flat tax. And, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong. I understand I'm not a CPA or an accountant. But, you know, the government then knows the budget they have, and they can't decide to just tax you know, rich people or, you know, certain groups of people on a whim. Your flat tax is a flat tax. And then they should, if they do a correct census, and if they know who all the documented people are that are living within our borders, they could then hopefully calculate what money they will have year after year after year. I've always been a huge fan of that. I think that's a really simplifies things, and then we don't have to spend money on accountants. Honestly, I could do my own taxes. I really can. But once it started, you know, I had a business. I was running a medical clinic. Then we had all these medical expenses. Then we started to do a lot of donations, and I didn't know what you could write off. And then there were daycare write-offs, and then you could write off for student loans, and then your home equity loan, writing off that, and then depreciation of the car, et cetera. It got so tedious that I found I was actually losing money being away from the office. And then, you know, then I started Second Career with radio. I was like, I got to tech with that. So I actually used somebody to help me with my taxes. But I got to tell you, the first year I gave in and had, you know, let somebody help me with my taxes, I just glanced over it because I'm just like that. You know, I really don't trust anybody doing, you know, a good job. I guess I was, you know, I've just seen too much half-assed stuff. And they were off. They were off with our income. They claimed we made $20,000 more in income than we did. And when I called the accountant going, where did you get this number? He said, oops, my wife helped me with the return. I was like, say what? But your wife isn't an accountant. She's not a, oh, I was furious. So needless to say, we fired them. Yeah. Okay, so now with the issue of terminating when do doctors decide to terminate a pregnancy? I mean, you know, we talk about, well, if it's, you know, to protect the life of the mother, et cetera, you know, there, usually we doctors will want to salvage the baby as much as we can, but there are issues where you'll have babies born without a head, like anencephaly. These are babies that, you know, many times will not survive within the first few hours, or you have these chromosomal conditions like trisomy 13 or trisomy 18, where 90% of these babies can't live past year one, and they have dislocations of the chromosomes and translocations of them that, you know, cause them not to be able to live past a certain age and to be able to function. And, you know, sometimes we can't diagnose these till the second trimester. And then in the second trimester is when we, you know, sit down with the parents. We have a genetic counselor involved to see, you know, what could be in terms of them having other babies and of this, with those genetic issues, or was this possibly a fluke where something just happened and the chromosomes, translocated and it was kind of a, like I said, you know, a fluke. So, sometimes you'll have, issues where the pregnancy that is wanted gets terminated for reasons such as that. There are certain state laws that will vary. Okay, you know, if a woman decides to not make her mind up until the third trimester, in some states they may not be able to get that done because it's not putting the mom at risk. It's the idea that there's a baby that may not live long enough. So it really depends on the state laws within the states, etc. But from what I'm understanding, usually with the second trimester, it's early enough for the doctor and the patient and state laws to all kind of be in sync. Great questions, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now let's move on to what happened yesterday. All right, where I want to see the video. Somebody had caught there was a chemical fire that I guess broke out at a fertilizer plant. And because of the ammonium nitrite and how explosive it is, a huge explosion then ensued. And now residents of Texas are now concerned about this toxic cloud. Apparently a southerly wind is now blowing ammonium nitrate fume. Okay, this is very commonly used in fertilizer across the West, Texas, and now they're, from what I understand, undergoing evacuations for this. Now, I guess a thunderstorm has been forecast as well. And that would then unfortunately add to more of the winds, causing more of a problem. You know, some of you say, well, you know what, that's good because then it's not just in one area. The wind will dissipate it. It'll dilute it. But again, these types of things, these ammonia nitrates are extremely noxious, could be extremely caustic on the respiratory tree. And the respiratory system. Now, they say officials have turned off all the gas. They evacuated half the town because they were worried another tank at the facility might explode. Apparently, the way ammonium nitrate is I don't want to say the word designed or built, but the way it's chemically composed is it's very volatile. And this is, from what I understand, McVeigh used, right, in the Oklahoma City bombing. It's something that terrorists are very well aware of, and it's a type of compound that, although, you know, and I'm sorry as I'm fumbling over my words, although it's very commonplace to use in fertilizers, you know, because you need the nitrogen, and the ammonium nitrate is a concentrated form of nitrogen. And, you know, some states, you can't buy this stuff. You can't buy it for fertilizing your lawn and landscape because they know people could use this and turn this into a weapon. Yeah, now most lawn fertilizers usually are combination fertilizers, so they may have one active ingredient or some of the elements, but usually they take this ammonium nitrate and they couple it with urea. Now, urea is from urine, all right? And this forms like a liquid lawn fertilizer. Sometimes they'll throw calcium in it, etc. I don't know much about the lawn because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have a bunch of desert and rocks, etc., so I don't have to use any of this stuff. But the ammonium nitrate is such an explosive type of chemical in raw form that they do try to combine it with others to make it less volatile. You know, as we get more information, from what we understand, the death toll has been up to 15, from what I'm understanding now, and as well as tens of other people dealing with burns and other types of casualties. So we'll keep you posted as we get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to be really, really careful with the news as it's coming in because there was a report earlier today saying 200 people died from this blast in Texas, and you're like, 200 people, and then you looked and you saw originally, okay, so two people died, and then they said more. And, you know, after yesterday's, yesterday's debacle with the, the Boston Marathon bomber, being supposedly arrested and on his way to the courthouse, right? And then CNN and Fox and AP News and everybody had to recant their stories. I gotta say, I almost want a story to be out there for about 10 hours until we decide to report it. I think it's crazy. I think there's such a frenzy to get the story out first. But, you know, remember yesterday, we were kind of questioning, wait a second, why are they announcing that they found the person, they are going to arrest him, and then they're going to take him to the courthouse? That was kind of odd because you would think that that would cause all these masses of people and all this chaos. Don't you think you would have arrested the person, then revealed to the news you got him? So I think somebody got in trouble. Somebody was discussing in the media yesterday how that was a possible leak. FBI is furious. But we'll wait a few minutes until we report any news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this is interesting. I don't know how if any of you have reached a certain level of fame and then lost that level of fame. But they say if you have reached a certain level of fame, it may actually cause you to have a shorter lifespan. So, unfortunately, there's always that tit for tat, okay? No, I didn't say a bad word. You know, there's always that, you know, is that yin-yang? You know, where, and it's kind of scary for me because, I mean, I don't have fame yet. You know, I think I have some, but, you know, it just kind of makes you think, do I want to, you know, turn another direction and just, you know, not make a real good radio show? You know, so I don't get too famous, so I get to live longer. But I guess researchers have found that would be really hard. That would take a lot of work for me to make the show stink. I know. I could close my eyes and do that blindfolded. Researchers have found that people in performance-related careers who became famous died earlier than those who became famous in other career fields. I mean, I think a lot of us, have worn different hats and have, you know, been among, you know, different careers. I can't tell you how many people I've run into that have been either on one TV show or in a commercial or had some spots in a movie, et cetera, you know, maybe made a song and then it didn't go, you know, to the degree that it did for, let's say, Beyonce or Justin Bieber or Madonna, et cetera. And, it's heartbreaking. And, you know, for any of you out there that had achieved a certain sense of fame, how hard was it then to go back to regular everyday life? Right? You know, like, for example, you know, I look at the Pawn Star guys. I love the Pawn Star guys, you know, Rick Harrison and son Corey and old man and, you know, Chum. And I mean, live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is where I live and practice and broadcast from. And, you know, these guys, they can't go anywhere without, you know, being asked for autographs and, you know, I mean, Pawn Stars, who knew a reality TV show like that would have become so huge? These guys are great. But let's say, you know, what if Pawn Stars went off the air? Okay, then what do they do? You know, do they do another show? Have they reached enough fame where they're good? Or do you still need to keep going? Do you still need to, harbor that type of fame and launch it into another type of either show or sitcom or something? You know, when we heard of, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe's death or Heath Ledger's death, etc., you know, you always wonder, were these people on certain medications because they were depressed? Because once you hit a certain level of fame, if you don't keep it up, it's almost like an addiction. If you become famous, then you're in a hit movie, et cetera, and then you don't get another movie or you don't get another picture or you're considered too old. And then you see somebody else who didn't go through drama school and didn't go through the years of teaching and the memorization of Shakespearean plays and all the work with coaches and then talent scouts and all the other baloney people have to go through and readings and screen sets, etc. And then, you know, you see somebody else who gets to make it big easier. Is that what throws some of these people into a tizzy, you know? And are these people dying because they're doing it to themselves, or is it because they're, the stress of it all? So according to this research study, apparently researchers looked at the gender of the person, their age at death, their occupation, cause of death. Subjects were divided into four different categories: performance sports, like actors, singers, musicians, dancers, sports figures, non-performing creative, like writers, composers, visual artists, then business, military, and political, and then professional, academic, and religious. More men had obituaries in the New York Times than women. Apparently 813 versus 186. The average age of death was 80.4 for men and 78.8 for women. That's very interesting how the men outlived the women in this lifespan. The youngest group of deaths belonged to the performers, okay, and the sports, average age of 77.2. Now, you see, that's interesting. If we were talking about this 10 years ago, we would say that's not that young. All right, then the creative workers came next, professionals and academics, 81.7, but your business, military, political careers, these guys lived longer. They say the most common causes of death were accidents, infections, including HIV, and certain cancers. See, I think about, like, Freddie Mercury died too young. Marilyn Monroe died too young. James Dean died too young. Patsy Cline died too young. Buddy Holly. See, I think of that. I think of those. But I guess when you look at all the celebrities out there, you know, those are only a handful when younger people die from something traumatic such as that. They say lung cancer deaths were the most common in performance-based celebrities and the least common for professionals and academics. I don't really know where I would put myself because, again, you know, I really don't have the fame, right, that most other other radio folk do. You know, it's the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yippee! Yay! You know? Woo! So, no need to smoke. I'm not stressed. But I got to tell you, you know, I do see a lot of people in radio. They actually get a radio show. Whether they're syndicated or not, they get a following. They get ratings. And I don't mean to, you know, underestimate what I have. I'm very, actually very appreciative with what I have and the following we do have. Thank you. It just, you know, I know we're no Rush Limbaugh, okay? My feet are planted firmly on the floor, okay? I'm pretty practical about it. I know it. But, you know, you have people that do gain a sense of fame, notoriety. They have a following. They can't go to a restaurant or a grocery store without somebody recognizing them. And you kind of get used to it. It's nice. It is. Now, then it gets overboard where some of these people that, you know, you just can't eat without, you know, being bothered or, you know, you're trying to eat and you got food in your teeth and you're trying to, you know, be, just trying to kind of get through, you know, dinner or you have a pimple on your face and you don't want anyone to notice and people come over to you. So, yeah, it could be annoying. And so you also wonder if people that have achieved that fame, like Angelina Jolie, Beyonce, et cetera, you know, are they going through some psychological turmoil because they don't have privacy. They really can't walk anywhere without the paparazzi being there. You know, we all kind of look, these guys are rich. Okay. They get to travel all over the world. They get to sing cool songs. They get to act in cool movies. Quit complaining. But I could see how that could wear and tear, you know, but where I think the biggest danger is for people who have achieved a level of fame and then they lose it. You know, like, Leave It to Beaver, I guess, Jerry Mathers was on, what was it in the 90s, Married with Children. And I guess the kids with Married with Children were giving him a lot of grief about being a quote-unquote has-been. And, you know, and I mean, he played it up well. I mean, you know, he's done a lot of spots, etc., right? But, you know, you do kind of wonder, I mean, what do you do after being so famous for, so like, the Home Alone kid, Macaulay Culkin? You know, how are these kids taking it? And then if you do, you know, I guess reach some level of fame, what do you do? Because it always dissipates. It always goes down. It always subsides. You know, I mean, some of the biggest names. I mean, like, you know, let's say Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek. I think we all would recognize him, and it was really nice that they gave him a cameo in the last Star Trek movie. But for the most part, I mean, this guy was one of the most iconic figures in the 60s. And, his career, it's really winding down. Are they happy because they have enough money and they're done with the whole acting scene? Or does that get to them? So I just thought it was a kind of an interesting study how they looked at people who do reach a certain amount of fame. It could actually be it could actually shave some years off your life. So I guess I'll just keep doing, you know, what I'm doing, right? Wouldn't hurt, would it? All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about these German sandwiches. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words. DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Our website is drdahlia.com. We get tons of emails. I try to read them all. I try to read them all either on air or I answer them back. Some of them, if they don't seem to kind of fit in with what we're talking about on the show, usually I give you guys an answer back within the next couple days. So I apologize if I've missed any of you, but I think we are at 100% completion. I think we have executed our email return response. It's usually me. You get the answer from me. So I think we've done a pretty good job. Remember, you could always listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show if we're not live on the iPhone app and the Android app that are free. Just look up Dr. Dahlia Show, download it, and you can listen to any of our hours. I want to kind of go into another story, but this email came through, and it's kind of important, so I want to talk about it really quickly. Mariah writes, Doctor, I've been a performer on the Strip for years. She's talking Las Vegas Strip. Showgirl, dancer, singer, but now I'm 42, and I just got let go. The odds of me getting new employment at my age is slim. I feel the depression set in, not sure how to stop it. Now, this is an email very similar to many of the emails we were receiving a few years ago. You got laid off, and the depression is starting to set in, okay? And immediately, whenever you as a buddy or as a sister or brother or as a friend, you know, feel the depression, you know, is setting in, you immediately want to jump in and help your friend, and you want to stop the depression, okay? You want to just stop, and you want to, you know, jump in and not even let them get to the point where they're depressed. And, yeah, that's a way to go. I mean, that's a way to go when somebody lost their job and they're about to get depressed and jump in. But then on the flip side, some of us in the medical community think maybe you really should have a pity party. Maybe you need to go through the grieving process. You know, I learned very early on that when somebody had a death in the family, don't just try to jump in and cheer them up. Let them grieve. Take that momentum. Let them, you know, clean out their emotions. Let them, you know, do that. And sometimes I think, you know how we say, you know, surgeons need to cut to heal, right? You know, sometimes if you think somebody's fallen into a depression, sometimes you need to, you know, allow them to have a pity party. Now, you don't want them to, you want to be there with them, okay? I mean, you don't want them to kind of sink into a hole and not get out. But you don't want to stop them from letting them have a pity party. So if somebody goes, you know, man, I lost my job, and, you know, I'm at the point where I'm older, I don't think I'm going to get the same type of job, rather than saying, oh, quit being a wuss, we're going out, let's get your mind off things, maybe sit down with them and go, you know, this really does suck. You know, I mean, you really think it's over? You really think, well, no, I mean, I don't think it's over. No, I mean, you know, you said you're old. I mean, that's what I do with some of my friends. What I do is I make the situation look worse than it is, just to show them that it isn't that bad. You know, I'm like, no, you know what? You're in your 40s. I think it really does, you know, start to end here. And I don't, you know, what do you think you want to do? You want to start going on medicines? Well, no, I don't want to start going to medicines. You want to drink? No, I don't want to drink. It's just I'm, so sometimes what I do is I got to be careful because I don't want my friends to think that I'm kind of patronizing them, you know, but all joking aside, sometimes let the pity party happen. You know, sometimes when somebody is going through something like this, what sometimes feels good is rather than saying, you know what, let's get your mind off of it, let's go, you know, have a drink or go find some babes or, I don't know, get laid, whatever you guys, you know, say to each other. Sometimes what I think is a good response to that is, you know what, you don't want to say feel sorry for yourselves, but I say, you know, let's just kind of, you know, go to a corner and just, you know, hash this out and, you know, brood over it for a little bit. And, you know, getting them out and talking it through can actually help. Now, mind you, practicing in Las Vegas, we have a lot of people who were showgirls, who were dancers, who were entertainers, strippers, actors, singers, dancers, and there does get to be a shelf life on you with an age. And, you know, the reason why I'm bringing up this email is it does tie into what we're talking about with fame. We were talking about in the previous segment how people who have reached a certain amount of fame can then have a shortened lifespan, right? Yeah, who knows, either because of the stress or because of the drugs or because of accidents or just coincidentally they do. I think a lot of us, when we fall into depression, whether it's because of fame or not, it's because of expectations that we have. And when we don't meet our expectations, it hits us like a ton of bricks. Or we feel like we're run over by a truck. So, for example, when I went into radio, I didn't go into radio thinking I would be the next Sean Hannity. Okay? You know, we were kind of working on a TV show. I'm not expecting to be the next Pawn Stars or the next Duck Dynasty. When you go into something with those high hopes, you are going to get disappointed. You are going to get depressed. Now, mind you, though, you still don't need to be goal-oriented. I was always goal-oriented. Ever since I was little, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a movie star. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be a dancer. And I wasn't going to quit until I achieved what I wanted to. All right? Right? So, yeah, you need the drive, but you also have to be realistic. You know, when I wanted to be Miss America when I was little, my sister really, you know, helped me plant my feet firmly on my ground by saying, "You'll never be Miss America because you're too ugly." Now, that was my sister, you know, for you or whatever, but, you know, it was a dose of reality. All right, fine, I'm not going to be Miss America. Fine. I got depressed a little bit with that, but then you move on. All right. You know, for those of you losing a job, or in this particular case, you know, she being a dancer and an entertainer on the Las Vegas Strip, you know, one question I would have for her, if I was talking to her straight and I was her doctor, I would say, look, what, when you were in your 20s and you entered this profession, which, by the way, was a phenomenal profession, and I want you to look at what you've done as, you know, pretty historical. You know, you helped make Vegas what it was. Every person on that strip is so integral, and think about all the, you know, entertainment they've given and you know, all the smiles they've made, you know, for people. I'm not talking about the strippers, but, you know, everybody else. But, you know, when you were in your 20s, what did the people in their 40s tell you? What were you prepared for when you were going to hit middle age? All right. And some of them go, I knew it would all end. I just didn't think it was going to end now. Okay. Well, did you have kind of like a plan B? All right. Did you have a plan B? Did you think maybe I was going to teach future dancers, or I was maybe going to go into design or go into choreography? Did you have any of those plans at the time? Well, no, I didn't. Do you think you want to start making some of those plans now? It's never too late. You know, I mean, you know, just because you can't get hired again as a, you know, as a showgirl, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you're completely done in that industry. You know, but the problem is a lot of us, you know, we make a lot of money doing what we're doing. And there's no reason to stop and plan. You know, when I was waiting tables, I was making some pretty damn good tips. And one of the hosts who was, or one of the other waiters who was 40 years old at the time, he had just turned 40, he goes, "Dahlia, look at me. Do I look old?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you do." I mean, he was 40, for crying out loud. He goes, "You're going to be my age one day, and you're not going to be making those tips that you're making. Okay, you're not going to be cute like you used to, so make sure you have, you know, plan B, plan C." Well, my plan was hoping to, you know, get into medical school, and if that didn't work, you know, teach or sing or act or something. But, you know, when you're trying to avoid becoming a person that then deals with depression, you know, it's the expectations that you sometimes need to reevaluate. And if you thought that you at this point in time would be famous, okay, and would be in movies with Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, no. Of course, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Or if you thought you would be CEO of the company at this time, no. You're setting yourself up for disaster. So for those of you that, yeah, you have some goals and you have dreams, always, always shoot for those dreams. But also have realistic goals. Otherwise, you will be dealing with depression. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about this poison sandwich issue. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com.
New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.